الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أهم خير أم قوم تبع والذين من قبلهم أهلكناهم إنهم كانوا مجرمين وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين يوم لا يغني مولا عن مولا شيئا ولا هم ينصرون إلا من رحم الله إنه هو العزيز الرحيم إن شجرة الزقوم طعام الأثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم خذوه فاعتلوه إلى سواء الجحيم ثم صبوا فوق رأسي من عذاب الحميم ذق إنك أنت العزيز الكريم إن هذا ما كنتم به تمترون إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم فضلا من ربك ذلك هو الفوز العظيم فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لعلهم يتذكرون فارتقب إنهم مرتقبون. Are they any better for the people of Tubba and those that were before them? We had destroyed them all, and they were a people guilty of sin. We have not created the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them in idle sport. We have created them all for a purpose, but most people do not understand. Tubba, the rulers and the kings of Yemen, who ruled many of the Arab countries as well as some parts of Eastern Africa. They are powerful and mighty, but then they had gone into transgression, and that punishment of this had ended at the time of Sabah, as recorded by the Quran Sharif. So these people were far, far more advanced. Tubba and that whole dynasty was much more powerful, yet they were destroyed. So what stops Allah Ta'ala from destroying these people? مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا, and the heavens and the earth and all the beauty that is therein, all the systems that prevail have been created for some purpose, but most people do not understand. Then comes the day of sorting out, the day of separation. The day of separation is the time appointed for them all, the day where no friend will be of any use to the other, nor will they receive any type of help, except who receives the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. For Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and most merciful. The zakum tree, that is the food of the sinful, it is like molten brass, and it will yaghli fil butun, boiling the insides, like the boiling of scalding water, and the command will be issued, khuzuhu fa'atilu, then seize him and drag him into the center of the blazing fire, and pour over his head the punishment of the boiling water, and it will be said, taste, yes, you were that person that was mighty and honorable. In other words, amongst your people or within yourself, you felt yourself to be mighty, and you felt yourself to be honorable, you felt that you have the influence, you have the position, and you are mighty. Now see that might of yours and that honor of yours, what it is reduced to. This is the thing that you were doubting about. This is the Jahannami, and this is the type of punishment from all sides, all types and all sides. Punishment will prevail over him as though he will be an embodiment of punishment and misery. Then for the righteous, they will be in a position of safety. This world, no matter who it is, but he cannot be totally safe. If it is, he is safe bodily and physically, he cannot say that he is immune to any illness. And he cannot say that that health of his or that wealth of his is going to continue. It is going to come, it's going to peak, and there's going to be a decline thereafter. So there is that constant fear that what's going to be, that what's going to be the future like. Man in this world lives in a state of perpetual fear, but in the hereafter it will be perpetual security, peace and happiness. The youth will remain, the freshness will remain, the favors and enjoyment will remain. So it is a total secure place amongst gardens and springs dressed in fine silk and brocade facing each other in this way, and then we will marry them with women beautiful and attractive eyes. They will call therein for all types of fruit in total peace and security. Therein they will taste no death except the first death, and he will save them from the punishment of the scorching fire. Fadlam mir rabbik, this is a bounty from your Rabb, and this is the supreme achievement. If a person wants to achieve and wants to work towards a goal, then this is the goal that he should be striving for. Everything else is terminating and is going to be ending up in rubbish, nothing beyond. So if you are looking forward to something that is secure, something that is lasting, something that is going to be bringing continuous happiness, then this is what you're supposed to be striving for. Indeed, we have made this easy on your tongue, that they may take heed. So when they are persisting and they are adamant on their ways, so you have done your work, now watch and wait. And they are also waiting and watching to see what's the outcome of this entire exercise. As I go, Sufi.